thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at KERA.org.
The Kellogg Company's decision to stop advertising cereals of dubious nutritional value to children under the threat of a lawsuit from the Center for Science and the Public Interest is silly at best and pointless in the extreme. I'm all for corporate responsibility, but Kellogg elected to stop advertising for all the wrong reasons. Anybody who grew up on a diet of Saturday morning cartoons knows all about ads for sugar-coated cereal and the voiceover advice that accompanied them, part of a balanced breakfast. It was never a secret to our parents, or us, that on the great chain of food nutrition, most of those cereals had just slightly more value than dirt. The ad's goal was to have us badger our parents until they gave in and bought that box of Lucky Charms. And we tried. I always wanted to make Cap'n Crunch a part of my balanced breakfast. But most of our mothers, including mine, just said no, grabbed a box of Bran Flakes off the shelf, and away we went. Those sugared cereals were expensive compared to classics like Corn Flakes and Bran Flakes. That's how they paid for the fancy advertising. Besides, my mother had better sense than to get us all hopped up on sugar first thing in the morning or last thing in the evening. The unwillingness of people to take responsibility for themselves can be a really tiresome subject, but it is important. When it comes to overweight children, or just kids with generally poor dispositions, you can't blame Toucan Sam or Dig'em the Frog. You can't blame Kellogg's either. It's Mom and Dad's fault. It always has been, and it always will be. I have a sneaking suspicion that the parents who believe a lawsuit against Snap, Crackle, and Pop is a good idea have overweight little tykes who will grow up to be diabetic. And why? Because those parents didn't take the responsibility to just say no. Just saying no is such a cliche now, thanks to Nancy Reagan. When this innocuous but sound piece of advice got saddled to something as deadly serious as drug abuse, it became trite and lost its credibility. But on an everyday basis, it's amazing how saying no can make a difference, especially when it comes to a parent making important life decisions and looking out for their kids' best interests. And let's try to keep a little perspective here. We're not talking about cigarettes. It's cereal, for crying out loud. Sugar Frosted Flakes and Camels aren't the same thing. Tony the Tiger is neither Joe Camel nor Spuds McKenzie. Cereal ads aren't enticing our youth into dark alleys to eat Corn Pops. And Kellogg certainly isn't holding a gun to anybody's head at the grocery store. Bad nutrition, like other bad habits, too often starts at home. This is really about making choices and some people's inability to do that very well. Parents of unhealthy children make bad choices on the cereal aisle. Change that behavior instead of the advertising, and maybe then you'll start making a difference in kids' health. The silliest part of all is that we all know this isn't going to make a difference. Advertising is not witchcraft. Kellogg's decision won't affect the obesity rate of children or adults, and it certainly won't crash their sales. The only thing we learned from this episode is that too many Americans still aren't willing to act rationally on their own behalf. It's an epidemic of immaturity that reveals more about ourselves than what cereal we eat.